We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Ron off today. Joining me from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, let's get right to it here. You mentioned it. The Steelers, are they delaying practice today? When do they expect to hear word from the league? What exactly is happening from this end of it?
Yeah, Joe, well, as you know, on Fridays, the Steelers are usually on the practice field right about now getting ready to practice. They usually go from about 10:45 until 12:30 on Fridays. Their schedule has been amended today. They are waiting to hear from the league about what is going to happen with this game on Sunday. So, like the rest of us, they are in wait-and-see mode. And as you said, the league is deciding this morning, possibly early this afternoon, what's going to happen with the game. All kinds of possibilities, but they could push this back another day or two until Monday or Tuesday if they wanted to.
Ray, I'm also aware that you're covering this story and that if news breaks, you're gonna have to do an Adam Schefter here and go cover it. So I get that. Maybe we'll talk later in the show if that happens. But in the meantime, Mark Maskey, Washington Post, says the NFL's options for this game include try to play Sunday. As you just said, push the game to Monday or Tuesday. Three, postpone until later and possibly add week 18 to season. Or four, make Ravens forfeit based on potential protocol violations. Where do you fall on that specter as far as how the league will proceed with this? Let's assume that the outbreak isn't contained by today because it's been five straight days of positive cases.
Yeah, Joe, the last two you mentioned, the forfeit and the week 18 scenarios are only last-ditch options for the league. But as you know, bye weeks are shrinking. The Steelers don't have a bye week. The Ravens don't have a bye week. So that would come into play potentially if this game cannot get in. So clearly they want to get this game in Sunday if possible. And then you have the Monday or Tuesday option as well if more positives come back today and they don't feel like they have a handle on this. You know, I thought it was interesting last night, Joe. Usually results of these positive tests surface in the morning. So, for example, usually you get tested on Tuesday. You don't get those back until Wednesday morning. That's kind of been the pattern all week. And then we heard last night that Lamar Jackson and others tested positive at night. So I'm just wondering, you know, are we seeing, were they announcing that or did that leak out, 12 hours before it was supposed to or before it normally does? So I don't know how to read that. It's hard to tell right now if the NFL does have a handle on this, but Dr. Alan Sills told the NFL Network on Wednesday they felt like they had a pretty good handle on the outbreak and how it spread. So I think they're going to try to get this game in. I just don't know right now if that's going to be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Conspiracy theories are a-flying, Ray, so I'll give you two that I've heard either from angry callers or angry social media posters. One, the league is out to get the Steelers. Two, the Ravens are out to get the Steelers. What do you make of either one of those?
Joe, all I'll say is we're in the middle of a pandemic. The NFL has decided to play through, so feel free to criticize the NFL if you'd like. But when it comes down to it, all these players that played this year that did not decide to opt out, they kind of knew this was possible. There would be outbreaks, and they probably knew you know, they were going to have to deal with this at some point. So the NFL is not out to get the Steelers. The Ravens aren't out to get the Steelers. There very well could be circumstances because of this outbreak that lead to the Ravens getting into the playoffs when in a normal year they wouldn't. I mean, all of those scenarios are out there, but neither the Ravens nor the league are purposefully trying to bring any of this upon the Steelers, I can assure you.
Wait till we see the reaction when all of this leads to the Ravens getting the extra playoff spot and the Steelers losing their bye week, Ray.
And then the Ravens coming to Heinz Field and beating them in the first round.
Yeah, so, yeah, I forgot that part, yes. That, which actually all of that could happen, I mean, depending on how this goes. Having said all that, I honestly believe forfeit should be on the table. Ray, what did you make of the Ravens self-reporting as if they were a college basketball team, a violation here? I mean, that's on the table now. That's on the record now, I should say. There has been right. a COVID violation on the Ravens' part, and the league clearly stated 2 days after the postponement of Titans Steelers that if there were protocol violations that affected the schedule, impacted another team, that a team could be looking at losing draft picks or even forfeiting a game. I actually think that you could make a legit case if they're not able to play by Monday or Tuesday that they should forfeit.
Well, yeah, Joe, the skeptic in me says, and you know this, that the league gets all of the data from the tracking devices. So the league already knew about the strength coach, or they were going to find out about the strength coach. And I just view that as, you know, a preemptive strike from the Ravens to try to tamp down any potential discipline. That's just my reading of that situation there. I don't want to be too much of a skeptic on the Ravens, but that's in my gut. That's what I feel. As far as the forfeit goes, the NFLPA made a mistake back in July when they signed off on the CBA. They overlooked this aspect where if there was a forfeit, that players on both teams would not receive their game checks. Now, there's been subsequent, you know, debates on this. You know, the league, the language in the CBA says cancel games or postponement, says nothing about forfeits. So the NFLPA would obviously fight that, but that's a fight that's going to have to be won by the union at some point. And obviously, the Steelers, who have done a pretty good job with these COVID protocols, they wouldn't deserve to have their game checks taken away. So that is one hurdle that would have to be cleared before we start talking about a forfeit. And again, Joe, that is a last-ditch option for the league.
For sure. Now, when we talk about the good job that the Steelers have done, by and large, I guess that's true, but we also had them fined $350,000 recently, Ray. I've got a lot of people who want to paint the Steelers as nothing more than innocent victims, and they also put a sick guy on a plane 3 weeks ago, and we're extremely lucky that that didn't result in an outbreak. So I don't know that I consider them to be totally innocent in you know, all COVID matters here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Joe, I agree with you. You know, the fact, I mean, the more you think about it, you know, how did more Steelers not become sick when Vance McDonald flew on the plane home with them from Dallas? I mean, maybe they did a great job in the plane. Maybe he sat, no one sat near him. But the fact that that happens, you know, it's just another thing that, you know, the league is going to have to deal with going forward. You want to call the Steelers lucky? You want to say they've done a good job because they probably had fewer positive tests than anyone or among the fewest in the league? That's fair. But I think it's also fair to say that every team in the league, like the Steelers, that haven't, you know, endured a big outbreak yet, luck probably does factor into it at some point, just because we all know this virus doesn't discriminate. You can pick it up almost anywhere, and it's just, you know, it's a 100 years type of thing. It's just something that everyone in the league, players, coaches, owners included, we all have to deal with.
Ray Fittipaldi, you can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Back to the idea of a forfeit. Obviously, players wouldn't, I don't think they would trade a win for no check. I honestly don't, an automatic win. So that leads me to a question. Would ownership step up and pay the players anyway? Or would it be like fines from the league where ownership isn't supposed to do that? Like, that's against the rules for you to secretly pay a player or coach's fine. How do you think that would shake out?
Right. That's what I don't have a complete grasp of that situation, Joe. So I don't want to speak out of turn. Of course, I think, you know, Art Rooney would want to pay his players in that situation. I think, you know, every minority owner within the organization would sign off on that. But it just might be language within the CBA that prevents the Steelers from doing that, because all 31 other teams did not sign off on that, and they could view that as an unfair advantage for the Steelers. So clearly, I think this would have to be worked out between the NFLPA and the NFL. I don't think this is something that Art Rooney could just unilaterally do on his own. I might be wrong about that, but my gut just tells me that's something that the union and the league would have to work out on their own.
Ray, I think there's a common viewpoint that this hurts the Steelers to have the game postponed from Thursday to Sunday. Could you also make the argument that this could help them from a health standpoint, playing on a full week's rest?
I guess Joe Hayden was going to play anyway. Juju was going to play anyway. The whole idea of playing on Thursdays anyway, Joe, I mean, we've heard that debate for years. It's not really in the players' best interest to play a football game 4 days after they just played one. So, you know, that's always been the case. You're probably less likely to have an injury. Studies show that, you know, if you play on full rest, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, the one situation that we could probably talk about if it does get postponed again is it a disadvantage for the Steelers to play on Monday or Tuesday, because that, of course, would affect the game against the Washington Football Club on Sunday. Fewer days to prep for that. I mean, yeah, all that stuff would be out there. So I think playing on Sunday, I think it's fair all around. You know, you want to do what's best for the players, but start pushing it into next week, and, you know, you decrease that time to prepare for another football game, then obviously, you know, you could talk about some of that, you know, the fairness and the equity and all that stuff that's been, you know, such a big part of the season anyway.
Lastly, Ray, I've been saying that I don't believe for one second this is about whether the Ravens can field a competitive team or not. It's about containing this outbreak. If they can contain it, they're going to make the Ravens put any kind of team that they can come up with on the field Sunday or Monday or even Tuesday. Do you agree with that?
Oh, that's absolutely the case. That's why they expanded practice squads from 12 to 16 this year. That's why you're carrying those extra players. If this game is played, Lamar Jackson cannot play. Trace McSorley, their third stringer, could not play. So they would be playing with their backup, Robert Griffin, and they would be playing with a practice squad QB to get called up. And that would be the same case on their offensive line, too, because they would be playing, I think, their top two centers or two starters on the offensive line at the very least are out due to the COVID. So, yeah, that's why they're doing this. Any postponements or, you know, pushing back games, that's not to ensure that players can get back. That's merely to ensure that these games can be played in a safer manner. It's never going to be completely safe, but they want to be able to put it into a perspective where it's safer for the players and they cannot transmit the virus any longer on the field. So that's where they are. It has nothing to do with, you know, Lamar Jackson coming back or anyone else coming back to play in this game.
Ray Fittipaldo, you can follow this story at postgazette.com with him. What do you think the league says here? This could come out any minute. I would certainly expect it by the end of the show today, how they're going to move forward here, at least for the time being. How do you think they're going to go about this, Ray?
Just based on what they've done over the last month or so, Joe, there was that Thursday night game between the 49ers and Packers. They pressed on with that one, multiple COVID positives on both teams in that one. I think they're going to press on. But like I said at the top, I don't know if it's going to be Sunday. It could be Monday or Tuesday. But I definitely think they want to get this game in within the next couple of days.
Ray, thanks for taking the time, and we'll be following your stuff here at postgazette.com. See you, man.
All right, Joe. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.